This news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. We'll take a look at your news for this hour. A Huron County woman has entered a no-contest plea in connection with violent assault earlier this year. Cassandra Rose Montgomery appeared in circuit court, where she pleaded no contest to the charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder. The charge stems from a May 10th incident in Bad Axe. According to police reports reviewed by Judge Prill, Montgomery grabbed a victim by her hair, drug her into the yard, and repeatedly punched her in the face. Under the terms of a plea agreement, prosecutors will dismiss a separate count and forego habitual offender status. The agreement stipulates a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 30 months, with Montgomery required to pay full restitution. The court scheduled sentencing for August 31st at 9 a.m., and Montgomery's bond remains set at $50,000 cash or surety. A Huron County man is headed to sentencing after entering a no-contest plea in circuit court. Kyle Lee Marks appeared before Judge Prill, represented by attorney Michelle R. Siv, to answer to a charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation. The plea includes a stipulated sentencing guideline range of 10 to 34 months as a habitual second offender. During the hearing, the court established a factual basis for the plea, referencing an incident report that described the victim being dragged by her feet and choked until she could not breathe. While the defense requested the removal of Mark's GPS monitoring device, citing financial hardship, the court denied the request, noting the violent nature of the offense. Marks is scheduled for sentencing on August 31st at 9 a.m. And tens of thousands of Michiganders are set to receive financial relief as the state moves forward with another round of medical debt forgiveness. State officials announced that nearly 72,000 residents will have more than $74 million in qualifying medical debt erased through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, which purchases outstanding medical bills and eliminates them. No application is required, and eligible recipients will be notified by mail. Residents qualify if their household income is at or below 400% of the federal poverty level, or if their medical debt equals at least 5% of their annual income. The latest effort is backed in part by funding approved in Michigan's 2024 budget and follows an earlier round of relief that canceled more than $144 million in medical debt for roughly 210,000 people statewide. Officials say additional debt relief initiatives are planned as the program continues. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Marjorie A. Seaman, age 97, passed away in her sleep May 24th, 2026. She was born on May 10th, 1929 in Harbor Beach. November 15th, 1947, she went on to marry Clement Seaman. Marjorie is survived by her children Gloria, Doris, Steve, Dave, Jean, Rudy, Roy, Kay, her brother, 18 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, 9 step-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place, and a funeral memorial mass will take place on Friday, June the 26th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Friends may gather at the church beginning at 9 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, please think of the Holy Name of Mary Parish Building Fund or Autumnwood of Deckerville activities. You can share your memories online with the family at www.ramseyfh.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A major legal victory today for the Trump administration's immigration agenda. A federal appeals court in Washington has cleared the way for the government to resume its controversial nationwide speedy deportation policy. This allows immigration enforcement agents to rapidly bypass immigration judges and remove undocumented migrants, not just at the physical borders, but anywhere within the United States interior. The ruling effectively dissolves a previous freeze put in place by a lower court judge. Civil rights advocacy groups, including the ACLU, are already sounding the alarm, warning that fast-tracking these removals without a formal hearing could strip individuals of their due process rights and drastically increase the risk of error. But federal attorneys argue the policy is a vital, non-negotiable tool for managing what they describe as a critical national surge. A political earthquake in London today, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has officially announced his resignation, throwing the United Kingdom into a fresh wave of political chaos. Starmer, who has faced brutal mounting pressure from within the ranks of his own Labour Party over stalling economic reforms, marks the 7th prime minister to occupy number 10 Downing Street in just 10 turbulent years. The swift downfall has left Westminster in a frantic scramble to stabilize the government. With snap leadership elections looming, the British public is left facing deep economic uncertainty as the country's rotating door of leadership continues to complicate long-term domestic policy and international trade relationships. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a happy hump day.